The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to Boost Your Brain Power with Dr. Eric Kaplan, New York City's first board-certified functional neurologist and founder of Kaplan Brain and Body in Manhattan and New Jersey. Using applied clinical neuroscience, a safe, gentle, and effective non-invasive technique to keep your brain, spine, nerves, and energies functioning to promote better quality of life. Dr. Kaplan is also author of Boost Your Brain Power, 17 Secrets to Maximize Your Memory and Improve Your Focus. And now, to tell you more about it, here's your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Hello and welcome to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. Today we're going to talk about dysautonomia. What dysautonomia is an imbalance of the sympathetic nervous system and the parasympathetic nervous system. We see this a lot with people with anxiety. People with anxiety are going to have too much of the sympathetic nervous system, or what we call the fight or flight mode. So these people are always walking around on edge. You know, anything can turn them loose and they're ready to fight. They're ready to run. They're ready for some bad thing to happen to them. Their heart might beat a little bit fast. They might breathe a little bit short and shallow and rapid. They might have trouble sleeping because they are overactive nervous system. Their brain is on fire. It's inflamed. We got to cool it down. So when you have too much of this sympathetic nervous system and too much stress, cortisol, anxiety, then you're not going to be in that relaxed state, what we call the rest and digest. And this is very common. You're in the fight or flight mode instead of being in the relaxed rest and digest state. So what we want to do is balance out the autonomic nervous system. One of the best ways to do that is through stimulating your vagus nerve. The vagus nerve is a big part of the parasympathetic nervous system, which is going to get you in a relaxed state, the rest and digest. Okay. So when people have anxiety, they have too much of the fight or flight mode, and they don't have enough of the rest and digest. So if we give you exercises to stimulate the vagus nerve, you can calm down your overactive nervous system. That will reduce anxiety and help you with sleep at the same time. So what we have to do is activate the vagus nerve. One way to activate the vagus nerve is through gargling. And you want to gargle really intensely. The louder the gargle, the greater activation of the vagus nerve. Another exercise you can do that has been proven through neuroscience to stimulate the vagus nerve, which will get you out of that fight or flight mode, more into a rest and digest, is the gag reflex. The gag reflex can be elicited by taking a tongue depressor and touching the back of your mouth. That is the palate, we call that. And if we stimulate it really far back, you can get a little gag, like a. But you don't want to do it so hard where you actually vomit. And you don't want to do this if you have a history of an eating disorder. such as bulimia or even anorexia. We do not want to stimulate the gag reflex if you have a history of an eating disorder. You can actually do it as a neurologic exercise to activate the vagus nerve. So the first exercise was gargling really intensely, 30 seconds, three times a day. The second exercise is the gag reflex. You only have to do that once. You can use a tongue depressor. You can use a toothbrush. You can wash your hands, even use your own fingers. Again, don't do it to the point where you vomit, but just to elicit a response to get that reflex going. That's going to strengthen your vagus nerve or get you in that rest and digest. Help with sleep, help with digestion, absorption, reduce anxiety, reduce panic, stress by doing those exercises. Another exercise you could do is cold water. Remember, we said your brain is overfiring. It's in that fight or flight mode. So think about the cold water like cooling you down. You're on fire. You're overworking. We got to cool you down. And one of the best ways to do that is to splash cold water on your face first thing in the morning. Hopefully you can go exercise and then you shower. And at the end of the shower, put it on cold water and let it drip on your face. The last thing you do before bed, washing your face with cold water. If you dip your head in a bucket of cold water at 50 degrees Fahrenheit, that can activate your parasympathetic nervous system and get you in a more relaxed state, into that rest and digest mode. People who have fast heart rates or tachycardia, when they put their face in a bucket of cold water at 50 degrees Fahrenheit, heart rate will actually decrease because the nervous system relaxes. We want to do that 30 seconds, three times a day. These are exercises that are going to get you in that relaxed state, that rest and digest. And it's inversely proportional to that sympathetic nervous system, which is the fight or flight. So if you have a lot of stress and anxiety, if you do all three of those exercises, you're going to activate that parasympathetic nervous system, and therefore it's going to deactivate, inhibit, or bring down that fear mode, that fight mode, that flight mode, that freeze mode. It's going to get you out of that stress mode into a more relaxed state, thus reducing anxiety. That has to do with dysautonomia. So what we want to do, just like you could go to the gym and exercise weak muscle, we want to exercise the weak area of your brain. And if you have dysautonomia or anxiety or panic or high stress levels, these exercises may help you to feel better so you're not overactive, you're not inflamed, you're not on fire, you're not in that fear mode, that fight or flight mode, but you're in a calm, relaxed, rest and digest state. The good news is you can rewire your brain through these exercises. So instead of doing physical therapy, you do neurologic therapy. It's called functional neurology. Very different than medical neurology. So with medical neurology, if you have anxiety, they're going to write you a prescription for an anti-anxiety pill. If you have difficulty sleeping, they're going to write you a prescription for a sleeping pill. But if you see a functional neurologist, they're going to get to the root cause of the anxiety, which may be a dysautonomia. If you have a dysautonomia, you can rewire your brain through this process called neuroplasticity to get your brain to function at a higher level. Therefore, you will reduce the anxiety on your own, and then you won't have to see doctors or get prescription pills or take sleeping pills to calm your nervous system down or to calm your muscles down. We don't want to always take pills to be the Band-Aid and cover up symptoms. But as a functional neurologist, we're going to get to the bottom of the story. We're going to treat it in a natural, integrative way by looking at how all the systems are working and how they're connected. And when we find these weak areas of the nervous system, we're going to do neurologic exercises that have been proven through neuroscience to improve those weak areas. We do an evaluation. We figure out where the weak areas are and then use the neuroscience that will show us ways to improve those specific weak areas, right? So you can have a weak muscle. You're going to do physical therapy or weightlifting to make that muscle stronger. What we do is find out where your weak area of your brain is and then give you the appropriate exercises, most of which can be done at home, to stimulate the weak areas of the brain. The best test to figure out what areas are the brain are not working at optimal levels is called a QEEG brain mapping, where you wear this cap and it measures all the different brain waves and tells us what areas of the brain are not functioning at optimal levels. It is normally $500, but if you're one of the first 7 people to call, you can get that test for only $21. So it's normally $500, but if you're one of the first 7 people to call or email, you can get it for $21. All you have to do is call this number, 646-221-6738. Or you can email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. Just let them know that you want to be one of the first 7 callers that gets the $500 QEEG brain mapping for only $21. Just call 646-221-6738 or email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. More when we come back.
Kaplan Brain and Body, Manhattan's largest functional neurology practice, is now serving Bergen County as well. Functional neurology focuses on the scientific study of mechanisms that underlie disease and disorders of the brain and central nervous system. Want to improve your brain function? Need help with memory, sleep, digestion? How about depression or anxiety, balance and headaches, or simply want to maximize your potential and prevent future diseases? Then call Kaplan Brain and Body today at 201-261-2150. As New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan specializes in getting to the root cause of numerous brain and health conditions rather than treating symptoms with traditional medicines and risky surgeries. Kaplan Brain and Body takes a holistic approach to modern-day medical problems, from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's, stroke and autism to migraines, skin and digestive problems. For an appointment, call 201-261-2150 or visit KaplanDC.com. That's KaplanDC.com. We return now to Boost Your Brain Power with your host, founder of Kaplan Brain and Body, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. We were talking about a condition called dysautonomia. Dysautonomia is when you have an imbalance of your autonomic nervous system. If there is an imbalance of your autonomic nervous system, you could be stuck in what we call the fight or flight mode rather than the relaxed rest and digest state. One of the conditions that can result as this dysautonomia occurs in your brain is anxiety. Because you're in stress mode, the cortisol levels are too high, and the brain can't calm down and relax. Another condition that is related to dysautonomia is called POTS, positional orthostatic tachycardia syndrome, POTS, P-O-T-S. With POTS, these are the patients that get dizzy or they get lightheaded. They get up quickly and their head feels weird, and they have to, you know, hold on to the chair for a second before they start walking, or they feel like they're not getting enough oxygen into the brain, or they get, you know, when they turn over, change position and their head position, stuff feels weird or it gets blurry or you get dizzy. A lot of time with POTS, people will be sitting down, and when they stand up quickly, they're like, whoa, give me a second for my, you know, blood to rush to the head. Or if they're lying down and they get up, they'll get dizzy or lightheaded. It usually occurs changing position, lying to sitting, sitting to standing. And then when you get up quickly and you get lightheaded, then it's going to throw off your balance too. As you start walking and you're all lightheaded, can't walk properly. But the biggest sign of POTS is, you know, bringing your head up and getting lightheaded, or standing up quickly and you get dizzy or lightheaded. That's usually a sign of POTS. And we could diagnose that with a table tilt test. And there's lots of ways to check it out. We check out your pulse rate, see how it changes from lying to sitting, or from sitting to standing, or from lying to standing. We usually don't want the pulse to go more than 10 beats per minute when you change position. If it goes more than 10, then there might be an issue in your autonomic nervous system. So we don't want to see a big change in your pulse rate. If the pulse is normally 60 beats per minute when you're sitting, and then you stand up quickly, and all of a sudden your pulse rate goes up to 80, you should get checked out for POTS. A lot of people bought these pulse oximeters since COVID started. If you have this pulse oximeter, you put it on your finger, check out what your pulse rate is, and if it goes up a significant amount when you change position, this is definitely something you want to get checked out by a functional neurologist. That is called POTS. So a lot of people with dizziness, lightheadedness, have POTS as a result of the dysautonomia. So that's something that we want to get checked out for sure. Another problem that may occur with dysautonomia is difficulty sleeping. It may be difficulty falling asleep, or it may be difficulty staying asleep. It might be that you have to wake up in the middle of the night to pee a couple of times. That's not normal. You should be able to drink a whole glass of water right before bed and sleep throughout the whole night, hold your bladder, and not wake up until the next morning, and then release your bladder. But if you have to get up in the middle of the night, there could be a problem in your autonomic nervous system. It may be dysautonomia. If you have trouble falling asleep, your mind's racing, can't get comfortable, keep looking at the clock, you might have an issue in your autonomic nervous system. If you have no trouble falling asleep, But then in the middle of the night, you wake up and you can't fall back asleep. That might be an issue in your autonomic nervous system. So what do we do to get better sleep? Well, we talked about those few exercises you could do to strengthen your vagus nerve. Talked about gargling really intensely, cold water on the face, the gag reflex. Those are exercises you can do at home. But what else can you do to improve your sleep, or what's called your circadian rhythms? One important thing you could do is take a walk outside during sunrise and sunset. And I know it's cold, but guess what? You could wear a hat. You could put on gloves. You could wear two coats. You could put on long johns. Get outside. I don't care if it's cold. Just wear layers. But I want you to be outside so your eyes can see the sun rising and the eyes can see the sun setting. If you have difficulty with sleep, you have to make this a priority. That will tell your brain, oh, the sun's rising. Let me stimulate cortisol, testosterone. Let me give you this energy to conquer the day. And then if your eyes see the sun setting, it's going to bring down cortisol, the stress hormone. It's going to bring up melatonin, which is going to help you sleep. You don't want to take melatonin artificially. You want your brain to produce it on its own. And one of the best ways to do that is to go for a walk outside during sunset. That will get your circadian rhythms in order. If it's 8 o'clock at night and you're eating food, it's going to stimulate cortisol. The TV's on, it's going to stimulate cortisol. The computer's on. You're looking at your cell phone, the iPad. All these blue lights are going to increase cortisol. Got your fluorescent lights on, or whatever lights are on. If all the lights are on in the house, it's bright and all the electronics are on, you're eating, the brain is like, oh, must be daytime. Why are we eating at night? Doesn't make sense. The reason you eat is for energy. So you want to eat during the day when the sun is out. But once the sun goes down, it's time to turn off the electronics and to close the refrigerator door. We want to avoid electronics and light and food after 6 o'clock. That will help with your sleep. That will help with your circadian rhythms. That'll help bring down cortisol levels. That'll help improve your brain function. And if you have a dysautonomia, it is one special way to rewire the brain through this neuroplasticity, create better connections and more synapses and neurotransmitters, more mitochondrial, produce more ATP and energy. If you get your autonomic nervous system in order. So you're going to walk outside during sunrise. You're going to walk outside during sunset. Not going to eat past six. Going to dim the lights if at nighttime, maybe just light a candle. Going to turn off the TV, turn off the computer and iPad. Don't check your cell phone. Bring down the stimulation. Listen to some music. Read a book. Draw a picture. Talk to your family. Listen to a podcast. Read a magazine. Do something productive. Not watching TV and snacking on popcorn. Watching the news. That's the worst thing for your sleep and your stress levels and your autonomic nervous system. Now, how do we know if your sleep is being caused by abnormal brain function? The QEEG brain mapping is a test that can tell us, do you have sleep deprivation? Are your dopamine levels off? Do you have poor memory? Or do you have too much anger and aggression? Or your cortisol levels are high that are affecting your sleep? Is your thyroid and hormones off? Can that affect your sleep? The QEEG brain mapping actually tells us this stuff. It's normally $500, but for the first 7 people that call from this radio show, you can get it for $21. All you have to do is call 646-221-6738, or you can email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. Again, that's 646-221-6738, or email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. And just say you want to get the $500 QEEG brain mapping for only $21 because you're a listener of Boost Your Brain Power.
Kaplan Brain and Body, Manhattan's largest functional neurology practice, is now serving Bergen County as well. Functional neurology focuses on the scientific study of mechanisms that underlie disease and disorders of the brain and central nervous system. Want to improve your brain function? Need help with memory, sleep, digestion? How about depression or anxiety, balance and headaches? Or simply want to maximize your potential and prevent future diseases? Then call Kaplan Brain and Body today at 201-261-2150. As New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan specializes in getting to the root cause of numerous brain and health conditions rather than treating symptoms with traditional medicines and risky surgeries. Kaplan Brain and Body takes a holistic approach to modern-day medical problems, from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's, stroke and autism to migraines, skin and digestive problems. For an appointment, call 201-261-2150 or visit KaplanDC.com. That's KaplanDC.com. Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power with your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. We're talking about dysautonomia, an imbalance of the autonomic nervous system that can cause anxiety. It can cause sleep difficulties. It can cause dizziness, lightheadedness. And you know what? Also, it can cause poor digestion. So a lot of people who have IBS or Crohn's disease, digestive problems such as constipation, diarrhea, they might have a lot of bloating, might have where you don't have bowel movements every day. You're supposed to have bowel movements every day. That's normal. If you're not having bowel movements every day, we got to figure out what's going on. And when you do have a bowel movement, they should be S-curved, solid, and they should be partial floating and partial sinking. That is a proper bowel movement. So next time you go to the bathroom, take a look. Is it totally sunk? That's not good. Is it totally floating? That's not good either. Is it just a straight log? That's not good. Is it just little pellets? That's not good. Is it just a pile? That's not good. So we want it S-shaped, partial sink, partial float, every single day, preferably first thing in the morning, after you've slept and you were in that rest and digest state. Now it's time when you wake up to detox. Like I said, if you drink water right before bed, you should be able to sleep the whole night, hold that water in your bladder until morning. And then when you wake up, you should have to pee and to poop. That is the proper way to do it. So you should have a bowel movement every single morning. And if you're not, you might have an issue in your autonomic nervous system. If you have bloating, that might be a big problem. So it's not just having a diagnosis like irritable bowel syndrome or ulcerative colitis or gastritis or SIBO or celiac. There's lots of labels. But what this all means is that you have poor digestion. And most likely, you're going to have what's called leaky gut. What leaky gut is just a layman's term, basically. And what that means is your gut's inflamed. And when your gut's inflamed, there's holes that become bigger and your gut becomes permeable. And when it becomes permeable, that means the bacteria and the viruses and the parasites and the fungus and the yeast and the worms and all these eggs and all this bad stuff that's supposed to be encapsulated or kind of stuck in your digestive tract, because you have a leaky gut and you have inflammation, these viruses and bacteria escape out of the intestinal tract or out of the gut lining. And they're able to exit into the bloodstream. And now these bacteria and these virus and these fungus, and these yeast, they can start to spread to other parts of your body. And you can get yeast infections. You can get bacterial infections and viral infections. Your gut, your stomach is your first line of defense. When they were talking about coronavirus or COVID-19, this virus a lot of times would get in through the orifices in your face, such as your mouth or your eyes. But a lot of times they're saying, don't touch your mouth, right? You always heard that. Cover the mask with your mouth, because they don't want this bacteria getting in your mouth. And when you touch your mouth, then when you swallow it, it gets into your stomach. Now, if you have a leaky gut after you're exposed to this virus or bacteria, doesn't matter what it is, the flu, the common cold, you're going to get the inflammation in the gut, opening up these leaky holes, and the bacteria and the viruses entering the bloodstream and now can attack other organs, such as your brain. So a lot of people, such as the COVID-19 long haulers, they get brain fog. Or people with chronic Lyme disease get brain fog. People with mold exposure get brain fog. People with yeast infections get brain fog. Difficulty concentrating, memory, distractions, the recall isn't as good. People are like, oh, they come to me, I know I'm smarter than this. I used to remember all this stuff, and now my brain isn't functioning as well as it used to. That's because the leaky gut let this bacteria escape into the bloodstream, crossing the blood-brain barrier, and now it's attacking your own brain. There is some scientific research that shows Alzheimer's disease may even come from these viruses and bacteria that are attacking the brain. So we need to protect our gut and our brain. When you have inflammation, this stuff is able to cross the barriers. Normally, nothing crosses this blood-brain barrier. But if you have inflammation, stuff can get through. Normally, stuff doesn't escape the gut lining. But if you have inflammation, stuff can escape. So that's why when you have a gut problem, the first step is always reducing inflammation. So if you have dysautonomia and you have gut problems as a result, because your vagus nerve isn't working properly. And now you're not in that rest and digest. And now you're not producing enough hydrochloric acid or stomach acid, or you don't have enough gut microbiome, which is bacteria, good bacteria. If you take antibiotics, that could ruin all your gut bacteria, your microbiome, and that's going to make you more susceptible to leaky gut, to IBS, to Crohn's disease, to ulcerative colitis, to celiac. So if you've been on antibiotics even in the past, that can affect your current state of your gut. If you've taken antacids, Tums, Rolaids, if you've done prescription antacids for GERD or acid reflux, that's going to cause a lot of trouble in the future because that acid kills off the bacteria. That acid kills off the viruses. That acid helps to absorb all your food, helps to break it down, kills off the bad stuff, but also helps to break down the good stuff. So I see a lot of patients with gut problems. It's because they don't have enough stomach acid. Most doctors are actually giving antacids and decreasing stomach acid. So that could actually cause autonomic nervous system dysfunction. The better idea is to increase your acid, increase your bacteria, not decrease your acid and kill off all the bacteria. So instead of antibiotics, I actually like probiotics. Instead of antacid, I like hydrochloric acid and bile. We need more of that stuff. So it's very important if you've had a past history of medicine to do blood work to see, do you have enough hydrochloric acid? How's your bacteria doing? How's your immune system doing? So we want to really look at your blood work and take a look and see what levels you're at. But you need a proper analysis by a functional doctor. So not only is it good to see a functional neurologist, but it's also good to see a functional medicine practitioner. And we have these at both our offices. We have one office in Manhattan in the West Village off of 6th Avenue and Bleecker Street. And then we have another office in Emerson, New Jersey, in Bergen County, by Paramus near all those malls. But if you're interested in doing a one-on-one consult with me, you could do it on the phone, or you could come to one of my offices, or you could do even a FaceTime. It is just a free 10-minute consult just to go over any health condition you have. We're going to offer that to the first 7 people that call 646-221-6738, or you can email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. Now, this is not a complete neurological evaluation, but it is a 10-minute free consult to look at your blood work to see if there's any areas of dysfunction, and we can help you with that. All right, so all you have to do is call 646-221-6738. Say you heard my radio show and are interested in the free 10-minute consult with Dr. Kaplan. Again, 646-221-6738. You can call or text, and then you can also email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. More when we come back from the break.
Kaplan Brain and Body, Manhattan's largest functional neurology practice, is now serving Bergen County as well. Functional neurology focuses on the scientific study of mechanisms that underlie disease and disorders of the brain and central nervous system. Want to improve your brain function? Need help with memory, sleep, digestion? How about depression or anxiety, balance and headaches, or simply want to maximize your potential and prevent future diseases? Then call Kaplan Brain and Body today at 201-261-2150. As New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan specializes in getting to the root cause of numerous brain and health conditions rather than treating symptoms with traditional medicines and risky surgeries. Kaplan Brain and Body takes a holistic approach to modern-day medical problems, from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's, stroke and autism to migraines, skin and digestive problems. For an appointment, call 201-261-2150 or visit KaplanDC.com. That's KaplanDC.com. We return now to Boost Your Brain Power with your host, founder of Kaplan Brain and Body, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. We were just talking about leaky gut and how we need to look at the blood work. We want to see how your bacteria is, how your stomach acid is, how your liver is, and your kidney and your adrenal gland. The blood work tells us that information. So blood work can be very valuable. So just get a copy of your blood work. Give us a ring. And if you want, if you're one of the first 7 people, I will literally do a free 10-minute consult to go over any health problems or health concerns you have and let you know if there's a more natural, holistic way to improve it without drugs, without medicine, without surgeries, without seeing so many doctors. Sometimes it's just you're a little dehydrated. Sometimes you got to eat more of this food. Sometimes you got to avoid this food or supplement with this or whatever it may be. There could be a lot of different things that the blood work can clue us into. The QEEG brain mapping tells us about how the different areas of the brain are working. Blood work can tell us how the different organs of your body are working, which includes the stomach, because we were talking about leaky gut being related to dysautonomia. Now, with the leaky gut, we said the first thing you need to do is to reduce inflammation. To reduce inflammation, you need to avoid the inflammatory foods, which are alcohol and sugar and dairy and bread products and corn and soy and coffee. And, you know, these are the foods that cause the most inflammation that could lead to leaky gut and acid reflux and stuff like that. Now, you can also eat certain foods that reduce inflammation, such as turmeric. It's like this Indian spice from curcumin. Also resveratrol, that's found in Japanese knotweed and the skin of the red grapes. So these are foods and things you could take that are natural anti-inflammatory. So it's turmeric and resveratrol. Those are the two best natural anti-inflammatories. That is the first phase of healing a leaky gut. The second phase is to plug in the holes. Remember, I said the bacteria and the virus escape. You could do this with a certain shake that I recommend that has certain ingredients such as glutamine and some stuff like that. The third step after plugging in the leaky gut is to destroy the bad stuff, the bacteria, the virus. And there's a lot of herbal remedies you could take that fight viruses and fight bacteria and fight yeast. So we recommend some of that stuff too, if interested, but that's the third phase. So the first phase is reducing inflammation. The second phase is plugging in the leaky gut. The third phase is herbal remedies, which will destroy all the bad bacteria and viruses and yeast in your gut. And the fourth phase is a cleanse, a detox to flush everything out. That is how you heal a leaky gut, in addition to working on the autonomic nervous system dysfunction by doing all the stuff we talked about to help with that vagus nerve as well. So a combination is your best bet that's going to get you the best results in the quickest amount of time and with the least risk of any side effects. And that's the key. Because a lot of the medicines they might have side effects. And sometimes they make it worse. We were just talking before about antibiotics can make your gut worse, or antacids can make your gut worse. Steroids, even taking aspirin, you know, you could get stomach bleeding from taking these over-the-counter medications. So just because it's over-the-counter doesn't make it safe. Just because, you know, it's FDA approved doesn't make it safe. Just because it's natural doesn't make it safe. So you got to be very careful with what you put in your body, because most of the stuff out there isn't very healthy. So you got to be very picky what you're putting in your body, especially in America. Because in America, we have the worst food. We have the most chemicals. You know, we really have to be careful with the products you're ingesting. So, you know, you really don't want to even have those foods that are in boxes and cans and bags. You really want, when you go to the supermarket, stay on the outside of the supermarket with all you got, just the fresh fruit, the fresh veggies, the fresh fish or the fresh chicken, everything. Try and get everything organic so it's not sprayed with all the chemicals and the animals aren't full of steroids and antibiotics. Because even if you're not taking steroids or antibiotics, but you're eating a cow or a chicken or eggs or fish that have these steroids and antibiotics, then you are taking that medicine and they have side effects. So we got to be very careful. So sometimes the food you eat can even have some of these medicines in them. All right. So for dysautonomia, that's going to affect your gut, and that can result in the leaky gut causing a lot of inflammation. So we went over the best natural products to reduce inflammation is resveratrol and turmeric. Then you also have to avoid those high inflammatory foods that will also bring down the inflammation. So what else can autonomic nervous system dysfunction cause? There can be urinary problems or menstrual problems. So urinary problems could be incontinence, urgency, leakage. You know, you can't make it throughout the night. So these are urinary problems. Menstrual problems, you can have an abnormal cycle. You can have extra bloating. You can have cramping. You can have irritability. You can have trouble getting pregnant. So there can be a lot of issues from dysautonomia that can relate to these organic issues. So a lot of times we might have women who are trying to get pregnant, and the only way that they can get help is by fixing the autonomic nervous system. You ever hear those stories where these women are trying to get pregnant for years and years and years? They can't do it. They try IVF. They, you know, check out the sperm. The sperm is good. They try different positions, different methods, you know, take supplements, you know, do all these things, acupuncture. And it's like they still can't get pregnant. Well, what happens is they give up and they say, okay, I guess it's not going to happen. And then after they give up, that's when they end up getting pregnant, because their autonomic nervous system starts to work better. They get out of stress mode. You know how stressful it is if you can't get pregnant? That takes a big toll on your nervous system. So what you got to do is get out of stress mode. So by stimulating the vagus nerve, or this parasympathetic nervous system, we're able to get women out of stress mode, increase their parasympathetic nervous system, which is the rest, digest, breathe, and breed. So they're able to get pregnant because their nervous system gets rewired and they get out of stress mode. So we have lots of women who come to us for infertility. And once we decrease their stress mode by rewiring their brain through neuroplasticity, their bodies function better and they're able to get pregnant. We have lots of women that come to us with menstruation problems. They have really bad pain, or they get really bad cramps or irritability or abnormal flow or clotting or globs come out of mucus. And we start fixing their autonomic nervous system by rewiring their brain. Then the periods become more regular every 28 days, you know, five normal days and 3 days of heavy bleeding and no cramping and no headache and no bloating and no irritability. It's not normal to have bloating or irritability with your period. It's not normal to have morning sickness when you're pregnant. It's not normal to have hot flashes when you go through menopause. If you have dysautonomia, these symptoms might occur. So once your brain starts functioning better, you start feeling better and you live a better life because you don't have all these symptoms that everyone else is saying, quote unquote, is normal. That's not normal. Normal is never having headaches, never having symptoms, never having bloating. Everything should function from month to month in the right way without any symptoms. If you have symptoms, then you have a problem. What we want to do is get to the root cause of the problem. One of the best tests to get to the root cause of the problem is the QEEG brain mapping. That's going to measure all the different areas of the brain. It's going to tell us, do you have a thyroid problem? Did you have a concussion? Do you have heavy metal poisoning? Do you have short-term memory, long-term memory? Do you have difficulty shifting tasks? Do you have trouble with motivation? Do you have depression, anxiety, troubles with organization? Do you have low dopamine levels? Do you have poor blood flow into the brain, poor circulation? Do you have poor connections? Do you have ringing in the ears or different floaters in the eyes or difficulty with smell or taste? It literally measures all the different areas of your brain, and there's no radiation. There's no chemicals. There's no risk. You don't have to lie in some claustrophobic tube. It's very easy to do. It's very quick, and it's normally $500, but for the first 7 people that call, you could get this QEEG brain mapping for only $21. All you have to do is call 646-221-6738, or you can email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com, and you can get the QEEG brain mapping for only $21. Please call 646-221-6738, or you can email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. And the last special we have today is a seminar on how to reduce anxiety and depression. It's normally $100. It's February 22nd from 6:30 to 8 in River Edge, New Jersey, live, or you could do it Zoom, or you can get a recording. It's normally $100, but you sign up for the first 7 people, you can get it for only $49. And if you do it today, you can actually get 5 extra bonus seminars included in the depression and the anxiety seminar. Again, all you have to do is call 646-221-6738. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week.
The preceding pre-recorded program sponsored by Kaplan Brain and Body, LLC.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.